Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
So in this together, that was the motto we were encouraged to live by when the pandemic began. But these words have grown old, particularly for young people who feel the burden of lockdown has weighed more heavily on their lives. So what has the last while been like for them? Well, to hear more, I'm joined on the line by Jamie McEgean, who's a student from Donegal, and current Miss Ireland Chelsea Farrell, also a student in the Dundalk Institute of Technology. You're both very welcome. Jamie, I'll start with you. We had a chat before. You were living at home at that time in Donegal, and it wasn't where you'd imagined you'd be. You're still there, right?
Good morning, Claire.
Hi, Jamie.
Yes, that's right. I think when we spoke in October, I was saying that I was studying for my FE1 exams. So those are exams that you have to pass if you want to train to become a solicitor. And when I did move back then, pre-pandemic, I only envisaged myself staying at home for 9 to 12 months. But here I am, sort of a year and a half later, still living with my parents and my family. And it is difficult because when you do move home, like so many other young people have, you do sacrifice your independence, sacrifice privacy and all those other things, which for people like me, when I lived down in Dublin for 4 years, you've got used to sort of living your life, spending every waking moment with your friends. And it is difficult, the pandemic, in terms of not being able to meet my friends, because the reality is I haven't seen any of my friends since mid-September last year. Mm-hmm. And that has been pretty difficult. And I think the way some people in the media have portrayed young people have almost exacerbated some of the problems for young people.
Tell me about that.
I think in terms of the way we saw down in Galway, where there was sort of congregations of young people, and it's important that we note that this is a minority of the minority, and sort of the media tend to highlight big transgressions, almost in a way to sort of scapegoat young people.
And well, I think it's reporting as well, you know, if there are events that affect people's lives and affect COVID transmission, that, you know, the media has a duty to report those things. I'm not saying in defence, but I mean, they are news events, Jamie, when they happen. But you feel that disproportionately impacts you and your life? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, no, exactly. No, it was more in terms of not exactly the reporting of it. It was just some of the politicians afterwards calling in for the army to sort of crack down and stuff like that. I think those sort of, it goes past sort of something that actually helps matters. But like I was saying, as in the pandemic really has disproportionately impacted on the lives of young people. And the Central Bank of Ireland has released a report and highlighted that along with women and those who are undereducated, that they are the groups that are disproportionately impacted because we basically have our lives put on hold. Mm-hmm. It's difficult because I think when we talk about the things that young people miss out on, the important social milestones, the rites of passage, for some people their first job, moving away from home for the first time, I think when we sort of just look at one issue, it's sort of trivialized by some people.
Yeah.
But I think it's important that we look at it on the round.
All of the impacts. Well, I want to bring Chelsea in on that point, because Chelsea, your life changed radically as well. You were really busy in your role as Miss Ireland pre-COVID. Then everything just stopped, didn't it?
Yeah, everything dramatically took a quick turn. So obviously I would have been a very social person. I would have had events, work trips, you know, charity events, holidays, different things like that planned. And obviously with COVID, that was all stripped away. And then on top of that, I started my first year in college. So again, my first year has been completely tarnished in the sense that we haven't set foot on campus. We haven't got to mix with our class groups. Like, someone could walk by me on the street and could be in my class and I wouldn't have a clue.
Yeah, and that's very difficult. And I've often thought that people who are starting out their college life, it's just very, very difficult to make that adjustment if you are going into college. But if you're not going into college, it must be extremely hard.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, college for me has been extremely difficult this year because obviously we've been educated solely through online platforms. And as I said, so many students across the country have no idea who their classmates are and have never stepped foot on campus. But for other students, the social side of college is gone, part-time jobs are gone. So every student is struggling in their own little way.
And you're studying midwifery, isn't that right, Chelsea?
Yes, I am, yeah.
So have you had any practicals at all?
No, we haven't been on campus at all, other than for important things like our injections, our occupational health appointments and like CPR training and that. But other than that, our whole campus experience has been cut short. We haven't got any of our skills done on campus or anything, which as a student midwife, that's very, very important that we do get in and get them done. But unfortunately, it hasn't been possible.
And have you built up any friendships with any of the other people on the course?
So I'm so grateful that I actually have made two amazing friends, and only four of them I don't think I would have stuck the year out. But we did that through our own initiative. It was nothing got to do with college, because we knew that there was no aspect of socialisation coming in. So we had to use our own initiatives and make sure we kept in contact outside of college hours. But that's very rare at the minute. A lot of people haven't mixed with their class group and haven't made friends. But thank God I have.
I mean, you know, when you hear Jamie saying there, and I think, Jamie, I'm paraphrasing here now, but I think what I got a sense from you is, and Chelsea, do you agree with this, that people don't really appreciate quite how difficult this has been for your generation?
Yeah, so I think it's 50-50 really. Like, I have heard people saying that we should be grateful, we still have our education and we're young and healthy, and we are. But that doesn't mean we're not entitled to have found it hard and struggled. And as like everybody else, young people's lives have been turned upside down. But yes, there is some people who do understand. But I just feel like the younger generation have all been tarnished with the same brush, as Jamie just discussed. But I do think it's so important that we have to remember not to judge a whole generation just because a minority of their age group is seen to have broken rules or disrespected laws, because there is a lot of us who do care and have stuck by the rules. Like, I have three people in my house high risk, so I've done everything right from day one because I've had to, and I've had to sacrifice a lot to do that, which is very important to appreciate, recognise and respect young people for doing that.
Jamie?
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with what Chelsea said there. There is an element of, as in, I think whenever we talk about, I think young people are a bit hesitant to air and voice our concerns because we see that other groups are so directly and adversely impacted by the pandemic. But I think it's important that young people, that their sacrifices and their concerns are heard, because they are valid as well. And it's important that we do, as I said, look at it on the round, because when we accumulate all those missed birthdays, all those missed trips, all those sort of missed experiences and those missed rites of passage, they all accumulate and they do have a big impact on young people's lives.
Well, hopefully, I know we're having a gentle reopening today, hopefully things will improve and you can get back to some semblance of normal life, as we all hope we can very soon. Chelsea and Jamie, thank you both for joining us again on the programme. Something completely different after the break. We're going to be talking about beekeeping.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.